host, Damon Gonzalez, from Latin Box Sports, your boxing champions.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Slip Punches show. We have a special guest today, Jessica McCaskill. How are you, champ?
I'm good. How are you?
I actually have Maskilla on the line here. Welcome to the show, champ.
Thank you.
Good, good. We're just going to jump right into it. We know that you're training very, very hard in Chicago for the Undisputed Championship of the World. How are things going on your end?
Things are great. We really haven't taken a beat at all. It's just been nonstop, even amidst the quarantine, before, during. Now that things are kind of lightening up, our pace has still been the same. We've still been working. We've been sparring 3 days a week, strength and conditioning 3 days a week. The key to everything that we do is the consistency, so we haven't let up from that.
That's great to hear. You know, this is a great opportunity, and of course, this isn't new to you. You've already been in a couple of title fights. You went overseas. You fought overseas. You know, that was like the seventh fight of your career. Do you think that was too early for you in your young career to take on a title fight that big at that time?
No, I still think that was the right move for us. It launched my career. It let me know that was the level of fighting that I should be on. And it let us know just kind of the next steps that we needed to take as a team. So I think it was perfect timing, and nothing, I wouldn't change anything in the past of my boxing career.
And definitely you winning a WBC strap, you know, winning titles aren't new to you. But this is super exciting. This fight coming up is a very exciting fight. We are just psyched about you going in the ring for that fight. That's just a great fight. What are your thoughts of your opponent, and what kind of feedback do you want to give about the fight itself?
I think the fight is going to be very exciting, just especially now in a time where, you know, there's not a lot for us to do amidst the quarantine. And so even myself, it's like, oh, it's Friday night. Are there fights on? You know, what channel are the fights on? You're looking for that as a boxing fan. And so I'm very happy to be able to provide that for the boxing fans. As far as the fight itself and Cecilia, I never put anyone on a pedestal or anything like that. You know, it's a fight, and I'm worried about my conditioning and my longevity and my strength and how I'm feeling overall. So it's all about how close we are to 100% on our side. And that's going to let me know how well I'm going to do. We bring sparring in. We have, you know, people that we've used time and time again, but sometimes we'll bring in new faces. We fly people in and house them here in Chicago. And so I don't know what I'm going to get with that kind of a sparring. And so it's just like, you never really, you know, put your brain in some kind of space where it just seems like this is something new. Like, even the new things, it's not new. I'm not new to new fighters, new to new sparring partners, new to challenges. I'm not new to any of those things. So it's going to be an amazing fight, and I'm going to put on a great show for the fans. And then the fight after that, I'm going to do the same thing. And the fight after that, you know, that's what I want to do for boxing, for the sport, and not just because of the fact that I'm fighting someone who's undefeated or because I'm fighting for X number of belts. You know, it's overall the same feeling every time, because every fight is that important to me.
Now, Jessica, you had a tremendous amateur career. And, you know, one thing I would like to do, and I always tell fighters, because this is such an interesting time in our world right now with everything going on with the coronavirus and all this stuff happening. But the one thing that's pretty awesome is in the boxing community, we keep on punching. And, you know, these are great times and these are great opportunities, because it's so important that the boxing world, they get to see and hear the champions like yourself, of course, outside the ring. So, you know, we would love to hear your story. You know, definitely when you started boxing and you coming from the Windy City, I'm from the Bronx, I'm from a city, I'm from the block. So I know it wasn't easy. How was life for you and, making that transition into boxing, becoming where you are today? Talk a little about that.
Well, if we start from the very beginning, I was raised by my great aunt, and I come from Belleville, Illinois. So that's maybe like 4.5 hours south of Chicago, really close to St. Louis. So I claim St. Louis and I claim Belleville. And, we had ups and downs. And at one point we were homeless and I lived in the back of a church and I was in maybe like the fourth grade. Wow. And so we saw a lot of trying times as a family early on. And I think that was one of the things that lets me know as an adult, like I can do anything. If I can go through things like that a child, as an adult, I can handle it. So I try to spread that from experience. I try to spread that to other people going through their issues, no matter what age they are. And I've done sports all my life, whether it was cheerleading, comp, softball, basketball, all kinds of things. And that was just at a younger age. I had never done combat sports. In my early 20s, I was given a gift certificate to a kickboxing class, just like a month-long class. And I fell in love, and I'm very competitive. I grew up with three older brothers in the house, and so everything was competition. Doesn't matter what it is. And so I wanted to continue to in combat sports, and in the same gym, there was a coach that was teaching boxing. I didn't feel like I needed to learn how to kick above my head anymore, and I didn't want to have to stretch my legs like that every day, so I transitioned to boxing. And I wanted to have my first sparring match, my first fight, my first tournament, and everything just kind of grew and grew. And now I'm here. I came to Chicago for a job, and I wanted to continue my amateur boxing career. I had a couple of fights in St. Louis, and when I got here, it seemed like nobody would answer my calls and nobody would return my emails. And even when I was jogging, I would stop into different places looking for a new home, a new gym home. And they would say things like, we don't really do boxing here, or we don't hit people. And of course, I'm looking to punch somebody, so that wasn't going to work. and the only person that responded was Rick Ramos from Body Shop Boxing Club. And he said, just come in, because, he doesn't know if you're serious until you actually show face and step your foot in the door. So I did. And eventually I started with some of the classes, and then he had me spar with one of his top girls. I put her down with the body shot. And I felt like I'm in, like, this is going to work out. He had a fight coming up. I wanted to be on the fight. And that's how I started my career in Chicago. I continued my amateur career. Once we kept competing and started strength and conditioning and different kind of training, we realized that we were way above the other females in Chicago. And we knew it was time to go pro. I knocked out a girl that I had fought a couple other times in 30 seconds. And it was like, okay, things are shifting here. So after winning Golden Gloves a couple of times and understanding that it was time to do that, we made that transition and started with our pro fights. And that's how I came to where I am now.
Now, champ, let me tell you, up there in Chicago, you're very, very embraced. I mean, you're embraced around the whole boxing world. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But in Chicago, in your hometown, you do so much up there. Give a little light on just such the motivation it is coming from there.
It's really amazing, because not being from Chicago and then claiming Chicago as my new home,
right,
to be claimed back and have that reciprocated is such a good feeling. And I try to do as much as I can in the community, whether it's meet and greets and I'm handing out, pictures with kids, adults, handing out autographs. We'll do different things with different high schools where I'll go and speak and tell people about my story. We'll collect food. We'll send out things to different homeless shelters, all kinds of things, just so I don't want boxing to be for myself. It's for everybody. Anybody that wants to hold the belt, touch the belt, take a picture, I'd probably let somebody take it home with them, because it's not about me. It's boxing is for everybody. And I want to use my platform for good purposes. So we try to do as much as we can. Not just me, but my team and the gym as well.
Champ, I'll tell you, and Latin Box Sports, we follow all your social media, and it's really, really awesome, because when you're not training for a fight, you're so connected to the kids in the gym, and you always show in social media you're either doing pads with them, or you're teaching them, or you're talking to them, and
yeah,
that's really awesome stuff, man. give a message to the younger generation of boxing, because again, you know, this is super exciting for the sport. You taking on another step in your career to fight for all the world titles, and this is great. Kindly give a message to the kids.
It's not just a message to the kids. I mean, to the kids, boxing, learning the discipline that boxing has to offer will take you anywhere. You don't have to be a professional boxer. You can take boxing lessons and learn things and build confidence to where you'll be a CEO of a company someday, or, you know, you'll be somebody, a president of something somewhere. You know, it's not just about boxing all the time, but it is a great foundation to be in. And boxing, it has just been a gateway to so many positive things. And for the adults out there, this is your opportunity and your time to connect with someone who might need it, or to use boxing as a platform to do one good thing for one person or one good thing for your community. We, like the other day, me and one of the other boxers, she's 17, and I was teaching her how to put a Cobra bag together, one of the bags that you hit and comes back to you. I don't know if she's ever put anything together in her life. I'm like, okay, here's the screws, here's your washers, here's your bolts. You put one together, and I'm going to put one together right next to you. And it's just spending time and teaching kids how to do certain things and building their confidence. It goes a long way.
You're definitely always an example, and we appreciate you. And give a shout out to all your fans. And how could people listening in follow you in social media, Jessica?
Social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can find me at Jessica McCaskill, first name, last name. You can find me under Team McCaskill hashtags. I fight on DAZN, DAZN.com. You can get it on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or on your laptop. That's where you will find me August 15th. We will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I believe there's going to be no crowd. But thank you to everyone who reaches out to me. I try to answer all of my social media inboxes. Thank you for the love, the likes, the shares, the comments, and just keep stay tuned.
Well, Jessica, we appreciate you coming on. We don't like to keep the fighters long, especially when you're in training camp, because again, you know, there's a process to everything. And we hope to have you come back on the show in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. I will look forward to that.
Thank you. We're pulling for you, Jessica. Keep on punching, okay? Take care, champ.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Slip Punches Show. Latin Box Sports, Damon Gonzalez. Great show. Looking forward to that fight in August on the 15th. You have a great night. Latin Box, Damon, I'm out.